This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. You're listening to Laurie Cadden Show, and here we are, Laurie and Julie, back at it again. Jules, how was your week? How was your weekend? What's
Very
going
good.
On, Julie?
Good, yeah. Good. It's busy. It's cold. I'm looking at the snowflakes come down as we record this, so I'm happy, but I know you're not. I'm sorry.
I know.
Hey, spring is around the corner. It's coming soon.
I know.
Don't worry.
I know.
This might be it. This might be the last one.
Yeah, well, let's hope, because enough is enough. I've had enough of this white stuff this year.
Know.
So, yeah,
don't think about
all way over it. But what are we going to do? So, how was your weekend? We had our Valentine's dinner with several friends of mine. We went to Lum's, as I said, we were going. We had a blast. Well, the food is delicious, and it was so good. My Molly Lukasevich, who was our wonderful waitress, who I love, so big shout out to Molly and to Lum's, which always does a great job.
Where
and
is
a nice
that
little
Laurie?
Lobster dinner? It's in Dallas. It's very easy to get
okay.
to. Take the Cross Valley all the way out, and you do this little shootout. I'm not quite sure the road, and it's right down as soon as you get off. Take this little right off the Cross Valley. It's down about, I don't know, they're not really blocks, but I'm going to say two blocks down on the right-hand side. And it's a great place. Not fancy. It's just good food. Lobsters are always delicious. And so nine of us went, and we had a good time and just hung out. And my son Tommy came with us, and Meyer and Deb Peterson and Evie Rafalco McNulty and Doug Smith and Carmel Ardito and Deb Dudley and Randy Williams. And the nine of us had a nice little dinner and a lot of laughs and fun. It's just good. It's just what I love is about you can go, you know, do your romantic boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, partner, whatever it is you do. But it's kind of nice to be with a lot of people. So my Tommy puts up with everybody, you know, he came with us and cause you know, he's my Valentine, he's my firstborn love.
Course.
And so he was there and we all exchanged some goodies. And of course I went to one of your faves, Jewel, to Nibbles and Bits. And I got a big puffed chocolate heart that's filled with peanut butter chiffon, and then it's got some red and white sprinkles on the one side, and it's wrapped in cellophane and with the little red ribbon. And I give those as my little Valentine treat. So, so it was so nice and lots of fun, and we had a good time. Deb Peterson ordered from C's Candy. Are you familiar with C's out of San Francisco?
No. I haven't had
that
kind.
Candy. great candy company, and my Tommy used to get them because he lived in San Fran for a long time, and so he used to order them. And I'll never forget your friends, the squirrels. One day, Tommy had ordered the candy in advance of him coming home for the Christmas holiday, and it was on my front porch. And it was sort of more of a mild winter that winter, and it was right before Christmas, and the box was on the front porch, and I didn't realize the box was there. Because I didn't order it, otherwise I would have gotten notification it was here. And I go in through the back, so I didn't notice it. And when Tommy came in that day, he came through the front door, and the box was chewed open. The squirrels chewed right through the big box that it was in, and right through the box of candy, the top lid and the bottom, and were able to squirrel away some C's candy from the box and took off.
I love it.
And Tommy was so mad. Number one, they're expensive. But number two, he bought each of those for someone specific. So everything else was fine because they weren't at any other box. But, oh, my God, I was like, how could they smell that chocolate through the box it was shipped in and through the heavy cardboard that candies are in, and they got right through there.
Yeah, they have a really keen sense of smell. They're amazing. Remember, I told you we did a scavenger hunt with the plastic eggs, and we had candy inside, and actually buried those because part of the hunt was included making my nephew like dig because he loves archaeology, and so we made a little dig theme for him, and the squirrel was one step ahead of us every time. He got the plastic egg, so he had to smell through the dirt, through the grass, and through the plastic, and the candy, of course, was wrapped. We didn't put loose candy in there. He would take the
candy
and leave the plastic egg and the note, the clue, and go. So they do smell things, you know. Yes, they have an acute sense of smell, and I know it's not funny, but I'm sorry, it's funny. Like, I'm sorry to Tommy.
Well, it is fun. I mean, it was funny. I just said to Tommy when Deb handed out her C's candies, they were little hearts, chocolate, milk chocolate. You would love them, Joel. Milk chocolate hearts with raspberry cream and dark chocolate little chunks in the raspberry cream. And I didn't have any of them, but everyone said they're fabulous. Tom, we were laughing about it because I said, remember the time when you ordered it? He's like, yeah, it was,
They are terrible.
But anyway, it was just fun. Not lots of nice little goodies, and we were very happy, and everybody went home with a full belly and a lot of good laughs and happy times and some sweet treats to take with you. So that was our night, and it was nice, good time. And then to be honest, Julie, I was home all weekend, and I did not really leave to go anywhere until Wednesday of this week, yesterday, because I had meetings, but they were Zoom, and it was cold, and I had this, like, a little bit of a sinus issue, and I thought, I was going to go out on Tuesday to two board meetings, and I thought, I don't know, I know it's fine, but I just didn't want anyone to think I was, you know, sick or had a cold, because it certainly is not a cold.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't want any. And I don't like, especially since COVID, I'm very aware of that. So I don't like to have anyone thinking it's, so I just did my Zoom calls, a couple meetings this week, and I got some work done. My office is in my house, so I don't have to leave. And any meetings I had, I could do on the phone. So it was great. And I just took to my house for a few days.
Yeah, the wind was a little bit too much for me on Monday.
That was scary.
It was a little, I can handle winter and snow and all that. That's fine. But that wind up at, 50 miles an hour, that was not cool. So I did hunker down Sunday, Monday, especially. I didn't go out at all. And I was thinking, my goodness, if I still had a dog, that would have been rough. Because, like, remember, how did we do it? We had, well, you have dogs now again.
Yeah, but I don't walk my dogs, I don't walk them. They
can go out in the bathroom.
Have it's fenced. They have an area for them to go and do their business. And then I have the rest of it fenced, and I have a big yard, and they run all over the place. Matter of fact, Huey did something to his paw nights ago, and Tommy said, "Mom, did Huey do something?" I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, he's limping." And he was really, it was a little bit before they went to bed, and I don't know what he did. And in the morning, sometimes that happens. In the morning, he still was having a problem, and then all of a sudden I see him jumping on it and running, and it just kind of corrected itself. So whatever it was, he definitely was holding up his paw. Like it was definitely bothering him, whatever it was.
And there was a little piece of rock salt in there.
Well, I don't know, because he did not wince at all or yelp or do anything when I touched his leg, and it felt exactly like the other side, so it didn't feel like anything was broken, and I cleaned out the bottom of his paw, and there was nothing there unless it was something I didn't get, and it just worked its way out. I don't know, but but Rosie was trying to get him to do normal things with her, so she was quite upset that he wasn't being his, normal self with her. And she was like going after him and trying to get him to engage with her. It was hysterical how she was she knew something was off and how she was trying to get him to do it. It was so funny, but thank God he's okay. But no, I don't have to, thank God I don't have to do that. And to be honest, with puppies, the running in it ahead, and I'm always leery of walking and dogs escaping off leash. I just get nervous. I mean, these mutts have taken off a couple times, and I like it the way it is. They're in my yard. They're fenced in. They can run. It's got good. They got good places to go. That's where they get their energy, and they're not that they don't ever go for a walk, but it isn't routine, and especially in this wacky weather. So
yeah, this is tough on them, and tough on us. So. I think we're almost done, though. Yeah. And Moo thinks it's spring. You know, that's my cat. For those who don't know who Moo is, Moo is my black and white cat. He's got the markings of
a cow.
And a little pink nose. And he thinks it's spring. He's been getting up earlier and earlier every day. The other day he was up at 3:30. And he's like, "It's time for breakfast. Come on. What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, my God, I can't. I 4 I can do. I don't like it. 4:30 is tolerable, sort of. I'd like to get up at 5, but he's been getting up earlier and earlier, and I'm like, okay, I can't wait for daylight savings time, because I think he needs to reset his kitty clock, and mine too.
Well, and you don't ever mind getting up early when it's light out. I mean, I used to say, I think around 4:30 when the birds are singing in the spring,
I like
in
that.
Summer,
yeah.
When it's really bright. I do when you can just start seeing. I love the morning when it's nice and the crisp, the sunrise, and that it's kind of nice. My father used to love the morning. He would say, "Get up early. It's the best time of the day. Take your time and get up." Yeah.
He
used to like that.
5 o'clock. That's good. He's right. But before that,
4:30 was never my father, but 5:30, yes, Joel. 5:30, 6 o'clock, that's my father. That was what he liked to be up. And there is a calmness to that. But,
not
for me. I like
it early.
I know. I was on the phone last night with Deb Peterson, and we were on the phone until it was 20 to 1 in the morning that she and I were on the phone.
Wow.
So those are the things. Those days are few and far between, but I go to bed way late. I just do. I kind of get more energy later.
I know.
So.
Okay.
Well, I don't like to be there that, but yeah, it's okay. It was all right. But anyway, so that's our plan for, that was our week. That's our talking. That's our conversation about all things animals and snow and Valentine's and all the above. So we're going to take a break, and we have Holly Sirachi from ERA, One Source Realty, who's going to be up next talking a little bit about inspections and just all stuff real estate. So we're going to talk to her in a minute. So hang in there and stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie DeImmo, who is the great producer of the show. And Julie is the owner of Julie DeImmo Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is one of our guest experts this month for ERA One Source Realty, who is one of our great sponsors. And with us is the lovely and talented Ms. Holly Sirachi. And Holly, welcome aboard. Just before we do that, I want to tell you again that ERA has about 80-some agents in 10 counties and 5 offices. And Holly, you're up in the Clark Summit office, but you've been doing this a while, and we're happy to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah. So you and I had a little pre-show conversation from as realtor to realtor, because full disclosure, which you may or may not know, which you should know, but I do have my license. I am a Pennsylvania licensed real estate agent. However, I am on as a referring agent at the time, because I do not have that time to do what a client needs. So I'm a referring agent. Happy to do that. Happy to keep my fingers in the business, because I've had my license for 30 some years, and I love every minute of knowing it's a fun, interesting career. And it's, as you can say, Holly, it's got its ups and downs, as everything does, but it's really neat to help people find their dream home or their beginning home or whatever it is when people feel comfortable. And I don't know about you, Holly, but I every one of my friends who, and Julie, we talk about this too, every one of my friends say, I'm so happy to stay home. I'm so happy to go where I need to go and then get home and to be in my house and to do. And I have never heard that so much as I've been hearing it lately. And it all goes back to being comfortable where you are and the home you live in and wherever it is you find that your home may be. It's that comfort. And I think when you provide that to your clients, Holly, that you listen and you hear what they want and you hear what they're telling you, I think that's the most important thing to do in any type of sales position, is to listen. Because we can say, oh, you need this, what do you, but half of the time you're not paying attention to what they're telling you they want. So let's talk a little bit about that and a little bit about inspections and offers and all that stuff. How, let's tell us a couple stories about what we should take from that.
Absolutely. Well, I had two situations actually within the past 24 hours. One was mine. Another was another agent that was calling me, you know, for my opinion and guidance and what have you. And, you know, the inventory is still pretty light. There's multiple offers on property, so you have to make your offer stand out. One of the things to make your offer stand out, some people will choose to waive inspections. There's pros and cons with that. Obviously, if you have a newer home and there's documentation, that will give you a certain level of comfort knowing that the homeowner has taken care of everything and serviced everything and what have you. And then there's other situations where you know the homeowner has not kept up with anything, and maybe it's a more complicated house or older home or what have you. And so you feel, well, I better get inspections because I see what I see, but I obviously don't know what I don't see.
Right.
So you have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And I was just going to say, I think to your point, what you just said, if it's a homeowner who has receipts, and let's face it, there are people out there who keep such copious notes and keep all of their information, and it's unbelievable sometimes when you go to someone, you sit down and they let me look, and they have a whole file, I love it, on what they did and the dates, and they have the answers for the disclosure, and it's a breeze when you have that. It doesn't happen often, but it does. So those kind of people who know that, and as you were saying earlier today, something that's like from 1990 on, they have that information, then that becomes a tool for you to say to the buyer, or to say to the buyer as the agent, look, at, you know, you have the right to waive an inspection, which a lot of people don't understand that. But you have a right to waive it. So if it's something that you're looking at and you think you can do it, sometimes when you're faced with multiple offers of what you're saying, sometimes that one that says, hey, I'm not taking it, I don't need an inspection on this, I'm a handy guy, or I'm a this, or I'm a contractor, or I know this, or you have all the documentation, I don't need to know that. Whatever happens later, I'll have to deal with. That becomes a major selling opportunity for not only the buyer to get the house they want, but the seller, because they're looking at this and saying, if it's not an inspection and I'm not faced with fixing something or doing something or possibly having to taking less for the property, that always is a better deal. What happened with that situation? Did they opt for your current one with no inspection?
Right. So I mean, inspections are done to, you know, you would address anything that has an adverse effect on the value of the home.
Right.
You know, a loose toilet doesn't impact the value of the home.
Yeah.
So basically, mm-hmm. It was a home in the 90s, and there was documentation on when the roof was replaced. wasn't a large home. It was meticulous. And we checked everything up. And I said, okay, if, you know, you have to feel comfortable. The most expensive thing is the roof. The furnace had documentation. The central air had documentation. So therefore, you make a decision. You know, really, what are you going to find? There was ground fault receptacles on the... So do you want to not have your offer accepted for something that might be under a couple thousand dollars or what have you? Mm-hmm. That's completely up to you. Father had some knowledge in construction. He thought it was a clean house. So they were very comfortable with it. And I said, you know, listen, it's your decision. You're going to find something, you know, you always do. But is it something major? And in this case, you know, we didn't see anything. That being said, you know, you do a walkthrough before you close the home. And as you know, usually about an hour before, inspections have been done for quite some time. Everything is ready to roll. You've either negotiated or accepted whatever you're going to do with inspections and repairs and et cetera. And I'll do the walkthrough, and lo and behold, the water heater is leaking. It was inspected. Yeah. It was fine at the time of inspection, and it's leaking.
Yep.
Or you could close, and then 3 days later, the water heater goes or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it always happens. So it's really the level of comfort that the buyer has. Even if you have all of the documentation, life happens, things happen, right?
Right.
That's all you could do. And it could be fine on this day, and then it's not on this day. And that's part of homeowner. Even when you buy a new home, things happen. You know, things break. They fall, you know, what have you. So I had another one, as I mentioned to you, the other agent, and it was a pretty substantial home, like around $500,000. You can't open the pool in this weather and test the pump and what have you. They did have documentation that the liner had been replaced a year ago. And so she called me and said, what do I do? And I said, well, you really have two options. You know, obviously get the documentation that the seller has. And I said, you could call the pool company, see if they have any records from, you know, servicing the pool, see if your client is happy with that. If they are, you move forward. If not, you might be able to escrow money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with a house of that magnitude, you know, if you're replacing a heater or a pump, you know, all those things are under $5,000 maybe. So do you want to jeopardize, you know, losing the house that you love at that price for $5,000? So sometimes you have to take a risk. Now, if there's no documentation for anything, they don't know how well the liner is, the pump, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. But if the majority of things, they have paperwork, then, you know, that's, they have to, again, feel a level of comfort, like, okay, worst case scenario, I'm X. Like, you know, I said to them, my clients, radon would probably be $1,300 if it tested positive. You know, if it needed a UV system on a well, that might be around $1,400. You know, septic to be pumped out, that's a couple hundred dollars. Like, you know, here's where you're going with that. And do your best and final offer, and, you know, may the best offer win.
Yeah, because I think people know, as we were talking about, now it's actually in the contract about a pool, because there was so many times, there's no way you can't, I mean, ice and snow could be covering it. There's no way you can, you can inspect that. There's just no way. And yet people want to know about it. So but the best thing that I love that you said is we're talking a $500,000 property with a pool, and the only thing you can't inspect is the pool. And so knowing that it could be a worst case scenario, even if you call a pool company and say, look, if I need this and this, what am I looking at? Are you going to jeopardize what you want? Again, going back to loving where you're at, loving your home, are you going to jeopardize that for that amount of money because it's a pool situation? That happened with me and one of my customers with a pool. and we couldn't inspect it, and there was an issue with it later. But she knew that going in and just said, you know what, it's Murphy's Law. You know, whatever can go wrong will. And whatever, and she had to fix it immediately. It was taken care of. It was not a huge expense, but nonetheless, it did have to be taken care of. Because these are the things you deal with pools, because you can't, especially when you can't inspect them. You just don't know what's going to happen. But to, and that's what she was like. I love this house. I want this house. I'll deal with it when I have to. And that's then, and that was what it was. She didn't complain. She knew going in, and it's full disclosure, and it's knowing what you're getting, Holly. Right? I mean, it's
right.
People know this.
Right. Where I get anxious is if a homeowner. So any homeowner listening, keep your records. In a file of when you did things, what have you, is in the wintertime if there's a lot of snow on a roof.
Right.
That's where you're getting into some, you know, serious money and a potential problem. And in addition to that, because you can't see the condition of the roof with the snow.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
even if they have a drone, which is what they do today, but something that I've been running into is homeowners are saying that, oh gosh, when we went to get a quote for our insurance, they asked how old the roof was. And then the insurance company may insure it or may not.
Right.
And there's a lot of that going on. So that's something that's very important to know in advance and keep records and, you know, be able to pass that on to any potential buyer.
Yeah, because a roof is one of the most expensive things you can do. And that's not any remodeling or anything cosmetic. It is something that you have to have taken care of for insurance purposes and for everything else. You have to. And so that is your biggest expense. And you're right, with a lot of snow on it, how they can't inspect that. Anything. I'll tell you, we're in an area with the snow and ice that these are things that, you know, that go on. And you just have to be aware and pay attention and communicate, right? No matter what deal you're making,
yeah,
Holly.
This is why there's the seller's disclosure. And I
right.
tell all of my clients, fill it out as go above and beyond when you're filling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't want to be sued if you forgot something or didn't disclose something or hid something or what have you. You want to make sure you're very, very, very honest and go overboard on your seller's disclosure. So that way when they do their inspections, they're aware of everything, and God forbid something happens after closing, you've disclosed it.
There you go. Well, Holly, thank you for joining us and for shedding some light on things that I think sometimes we don't think about, or we don't know what can be done, or we think it's something else. So thank you for that. All these things are important. But again, it's, as an agent, it's listening to what people want and what they're looking for, and disclose to the best of your knowledge. That's
absolutely
one thing to take away. So
yep,
thank you
yep,
for joining
yep.
us. Keep
and
doing
thank
all
you
your
for
good
having
work.
Me.
Oh,
you're
more than welcome. And we have your beautiful photo, so Julie doesn't even need to ask you for it. We have it to pop you up on your social media. So there we go.
Well, thank
so
you.
So keep it up,
I appreciate
kid.
That.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thanks
right.
for joining
have
us. And hope you come back. Thank you
I
very
will.
Much. And everybody
thank you.
Else, hang in there. We're going to be talking next to the lovely Donna Kane from Fidelity Bank, and she'll be up to talk a little bit about a recent campaign they have and just a lot of good stuff, the app and the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be right back with her. But we thank Holly, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie Diemo of Julie Diemo Communications, who is our producer of this great show. And Julie, tell them what you can do for them, please.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliediemo.com.
Thank you. And with us, this is our Fidelity Bank Week, and they are one of our great sponsors, and we thank them. And with us today is the lovely Donna Kane, who is the retail branch manager in the Abington office.
Donna had just celebrated her 5-year work anniversary. So congrats to Donna on 5 years. And as Donna and I just found out, we both are February babies, and Donna just celebrated her day after Valentine's birthday, the 15th. So happy birthday, Donna, publicly, and welcome aboard, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, honey. So talk about it. I know Kelly Layard was on last month, and we talked a little bit about the current campaign that's going on. We want to do a little bit more about that because it's nearing the end of that campaign. It's going to be March 7th, so we have a couple more weeks to take advantage of this, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about Donna's involvement with the chamber and the membership drive, which is always a fun topic and time to be involved and get people to join. And just in general, the app and how the app can work for you. So, Donna, talk a little bit, if you would, honey, about the campaign.
Absolutely. So we are running a checking campaign this year, and it ends March 7th. So as Lori said, we've got a couple weeks left to take advantage of this great campaign. What's unique about our campaign is this isn't only for new clients to the bank. It's also something existing clients can take advantage of. So this one's really simple. All you have to do is deposit a minimum of $50,000 that's not already on deposit with us into a performance checking account. If you keep that money at $50,000 in your account for 90 days, we're going to pay you a cash bonus of $750, and that is all you have to do.
Yep. And the thing about being the existing customer, which a lot of times it is exclusive to non-existing, is that the existing, which you had said, which I loved your when you said that to me, Donna, you said, and I love that the existing customers can take advantage of it because it's good. If they already an existing account, which have an existing account, and they are a customer, if they bring new money in and open that account, it works for them as well, which is great because if you're keeping money somewhere, why wouldn't you put it in addition? And it is interest-bearing, correct?
So it's going into a checking account, which is not generally interest-bearing. So it does have that straight cash bonus after the 90 days.
All right.
But what's great about that is after the 90 days, you can move it into an interest-bearing account if you choose to do so. So there's a lot of options. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because I thought we talked about that, and we talked about that being like more of a because the only checking accounts, so to speak, are money markets. Then, Donna, that earn interest that you have the ability to write a check on?
You do have the ability to write the checks on the money markets, yeah, and they earn a higher rate of interest, absolutely.
Okay. So this is non-interest, but you're getting the $750 in your hand, so technically you're getting something for putting your money in. So that's a great thing. And
yes,
so
and if you did the calculation, yeah. Oh, we're doing great. And if you do a quick calculation on, you know, what that would be equivalent to in interest, it's almost 6%. So it really is a wonderful, quick way to make some extra money and keeping our clients loyal. So it's been a successful campaign so far. I know we're doing really well in bringing in, you know, new clients and taking care of our existing clientele.
And that's what we talked about, Donna, and we do all the time. We talk about when anyone from Fidelity is on. It's the client interaction. It's the and you'll this will apply to the chamber because once you bring someone in, you can recruit, but retention is key. So in the 90 days that you guys have new money and they're in most cases new customers, it's so important to be able to let them know what the services are that Fidelity offers and how to keep them because as much as they can look at it like, hey, this is $750 I'm earning, I moved it, you want to try to keep them there because that's what it's all about is bringing in new business. So what do you guys think you do best, Donna, to once you recruit the maintenance, the retention of keeping these people happy and the ability for them? Is it because of the website and because of the apps and because of the people? I mean, all of these things all work together to make the experience of the bank better. But what do you think is the strength that Fidelity offers?
Absolutely. So our people set us apart, and that's number one, and I will always advocate for that. You are going to get an experience that you just don't get anywhere else, and that's why I love Fidelity. We are all about building relationships and getting to know you and what works for you. On top of that, we have a lot of great other products and services that we can offer to deepen your relationship, as you mentioned, our online banking and our digital app platform. So on that digital app, you have quick access to your accounts and your balances, but not only that, you have the ability to really monitor your accounts, as we're in a really high fraud environment right now, and it's very important to just keep track of your spending, setting up alerts that can be emails, push, or text notifications to your phone to alert you of any activity, and you can tailor these alerts to yourself. And it's really great, and it just all ties back to the relationship and doing what's right by the clients.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I do, and again, not because I bank at Fidelity only, but I know a lot of bankers. I'm an ex-banker myself a long, long time ago. But but it is true. There is a difference in, I know with, I use the Green Ridge office a lot, and I go in to see Kelly in the financial center. And every time I go, whether I'm walking by and I look in the fishbowl, which I always love, you can see everything and what's going on, and you wave to Kelly and she's in there no matter what she's doing, or Mr. Bowles right next door to her who's there at any given
right.
time. Yeah, I love it. I love his hours. It's wild. But it's just amazing. The way people that you're treated, I call Kelly, she calls me back. I talk to any of the girls in the drive-thru, which I go through. There isn't anybody, but those are the branches I use mm-hmm. more because I live in Dunmore and like I'm more towards the Scranton side of Marion, block over the block and a half over the border. So I tend to go downtown or to Greenridge because it's right here, it's convenient, and I know all the girls. And when you go in, they're always
yeah.
so nice and bubbly, and I sometimes get to see my dear friend Debbie Earing, who I loved, and she
yes.
sometimes is in working, and I'm not looking, and she's like, hi, Maureen. I'm like, oh, Deb. So it is true, Donna, that the mm-hmm. relationships are terrific. And just going into that bank, the Dunmore office with the cafe and the rooms you can rent or book to have meetings or whatever. It's just everybody's always, there's just an atmosphere that lends itself to reducing stress and feeling a little more comfortable when you walk in the door. So I think,
yes,
and that goes
and welcome.
Whether you have a cafe
yes.
or not. Yes, it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
So tell everybody,
mm-hmm.
Tell everybody too, Donna, how you doing with this campaign at the Chamber? Fidelity is a big supporter of the Chamber, as Dan
oh,
is
yeah.
a past
mm-hmm.
president. So what's going on with that, and how are you doing with that part of it?
Oh, yeah, so it's a great activity. So every year Fidelity Bank puts together a team of bankers to help recruit new Chamber of Commerce members, as they're a great partner of ours, so we like to help out. So that's been a focus. We started the Chamber Drive yesterday, just reaching out to clients we already know and asking them to join. If anyone is interested, is a small business owner, and they would like to contact me to sign up for a Chamber membership, I would be more than happy to sponsor you with that membership. You're going to get 25% off for your first year, and if you have between 1 and 6 employees, that price is $275, and it comes with so many benefits, too many to list. But like I said, if you are interested, I'm going to make sure everyone has my contact information and knows how to reach me, and you can reach right out to me for more info.
Yeah, and Julie will, with your mm-hmm. with your photo and this information, she will put that on social media, on our social media from the show, and she'll put that info for the Chamber as well for you, so they can get a little pop from that too. So that it is, and it's always fun. It's always a competitive thing. I sat on many a team with trying to, and an individual type, where, and I was always, and I'm a competitive broad, so it was always, I'm going to get more than
it's
you.
It's fun.
Get this
in. Yep.
It is fun, because it is something that we should do. As I always say, any business should belong to the Chamber. So
that's right.
Given on my end. So talk right, because we only have a couple more minutes, Donna, so
mm-hmm.
let's round it all up with, another, just give everybody the best way they can do it. Can they open this online? Does that qualify too if they do this online, or do you have to go in? What do you do with that?
Yeah, so you can open online. You would be opening the performance checking account online and depositing that new $50,000. If you're an existing client, you're going to want to step into a branch and speak with a banker in person.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So tell everybody again how it works, what the requirements are, and how you can take advantage of it if it's something you can do.
You got it. If you have $50,000 on deposit at another financial institution and you bring it to Fidelity Bank and it sits in a performance checking account for 90 days, we will pay you a cash bonus of $750, and it's that easy.
Now, Donna, one question with that. Say somebody brings $75,000 and they are right, they need to use, can they write checks on that as long as it doesn't go below the 50, or how does that work? Or whatever
That's correct.
You deposit, you have to not, okay.
Whatever you put in, you just can't let that balance drop below the $50,000.
Okay. Because if somebody's writing checks on that, then why you're putting it into a checking account. So, okay. All right. That's good.
That's a great question.
Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. And remember, it ends on March 7th, guys. You have $750 in your hand after 90 days. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you regarding this. Talk about the chamber, anything else that is going on right now.
You got it. So to contact me, if you're interested in our checking campaign, if you are interested in joining the Chamber of Commerce for your small business, or if you're interested in anything banking related, you can reach me by phone at 570-586-8279. You can reach me by email at donna.kane@fddbank.com, or you can step right into my branch. You are always welcome at 1311 Morgan Highway in Clark Summit. We're right by the library.
Yes, you are, and that's a great branch. I love how it's situated. It's lovely there. So, okay, kid. Well, we thank you for joining us, Donna. Don't be a stranger. We'll
always a pleasure.
Talk to you again. Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon, and you have a wonderful weekend. Everybody else, please, please, please have a good weekend. It's going to be a little warmer, thank the good Lord. And hopefully, I'm thinking spring, Jewel, I'm thinking spring. So, Donna, enjoy, and everyone else, thanks for listening. See you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.